no, that's the mercy seat. And you're the God, the human creator, that decided you needed a separation, a veil between the mercy seat and your human physicalness. You decided there had to be a partition between the Holy of Holies and you. You decided that it wasn't going to be all together as one, perfect in its creation. But, oh, but there's a primer. There's a primer. You can even trust Henry VIII's grandson, King James, provided financing to create his own version of it. And if you read them scriptures the way they would wrote, you'd understand really quick that you're on your way to Adam. You haven't left Adam. You're coming back to Adam. Adam was God. Jihad. 126. Yahweh. The Rehoboth of all the nations. Jihad, yes.
Why'd you mention that word?
Oh, because the Hebrew faith, Judaism, doesn't allow you to say the word of God. Because they know who you are. So you don't use the name of God. So it's G minus the O, D. Jihad.
Yes, I was just asking if Jihad had anything to do with Jihad.
No. But now look at the Islamic, the Arabic version of that same conversation. What is a Jihad? A holy war. Jihad hosts many Jihads. Then you become a Jihadist.
Yeah, what's a Jihad?
What the Hebrews used instead of the name of God is a Jihad.
You say the Hebrew for something is pronounced Jihad.
God, yes.
Okay.
Yahweh.
All right, gotcha.
126.
There is the view by some Christian sects that the first mention of the Jews in the Bible, this is King James Version, is that Israel and the Jews go to war. So that means Israel is not limited to the Jews.
There was no Israel, Bob.
Okay, but the Bible apparently says that Israel goes to war with the Jews.
There was no Israel.
Yeah, well, we'll get to your corrections. Just let me say the meme. So then Babylon came in and captured Israel and Judah and all that, and the next 1,000 years or whatever, the 10 tribes of Israel scattered through Asia Minor and into Europe. Denmark and the European countries. And
there's 12 tribes.
Right, but 10 of them. Judah stayed in the Palestinian zone. Is it true that the tribes were scattered?
Yes, but not.
And
they were the true part sons of Moses. They were the true part sons of God. They were the root and the branch of Jesse through David. They were the true God origination of the earth. Didn't have anything to do about being Hebrew or Lloyd or not.
But the tribes of Israel, which you said didn't exist, but we'll get to that.
No, they were divided. They were divided.
Yeah, and they went over to Europe.
That was the interesting part.
Did they go into Europe?
Why, of course. They went everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, everywhere. And not just in Europe. They went to China, to Japan.
Oh, wait, sorry. That was when the world was flat, so they could only go so far.
And then when America got discovered...
Oh, did it? Your forefathers said it was created.
No, questions later. I'm just laying out the meme. And then they say Ephraim is Britain and America is Manasseh.
Oh, no.
So none of that matches. Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere it matches, it's undone. Because when you get to the revelation where it all came and the beast comes with 10 heads and 10 crowns and the 10 kingdoms and the Roman Empire and all that gobbledygook, bobbledygook stuff, how does that all work? If you're waiting on Prussia to come take over the world because it was one of the named ones of the crown heads of the beast,
yeah.
Prussia don't exist no more, Bob.
Oh, but maybe the king, the legacy of the king, the lineages, and they're waiting to plot to restore the Prussian monarchy.
You've been to Latvia lately?
No.
Ain't much there.
Prussia was Latvia?
Part of it, yeah. The Czech Republic and all the Romanians and all those different places that were the children of the whore of Babylon.
You were saying that Israel did not... not exist back then?
Right. There was no Israel till 52.
You mean the modern Israel?
That's the only one that ever was.
So what is the Bible referring to when it talks about Israel?
It doesn't speak of Israel. It speaks of Israelites. It
doesn't say Israel.
Right. The ones of Israel. Israel is just a grouping. It's not a geography destination point.
It's a people?
It's a genre.
Of what?
All those that are God.
So Israelites are the sons of
God. Godlike.
It's a metaphor. Anybody can be
a metaphor. It's not a metaphor. Israel. Israel. Okay? I guess then if you're not from Israel, then you're from ain't real. Now wait now. Easy. That's good. Don't miss it just because it was cute. That was good.
You're saying that the sons of Moses were not the Israelites.
You're saying that
Israel's metaphorical.
Israel. That's what it means.
It's not limited geography.
It's never was attached to a geography. Because why did Israel have to get a country? Because they never... They were a people who were not. They weren't from anywhere, Bob.
Were they considered Israelites?
They were in the tribes of Judah.
That's one tribe. Judah was one.
Right. David wasn't an Israelite.
But was he?
He was one of the tribes. He was an Israel. He is real.
What tribe was he part of?
Jesse.
That's not one of the names for Jacob's 12 sons, is it? Or 13?
No, it is not.
So Jesse is a whole lineage.
Yes.
People take the 12 tribes from the names of Jacob, of his sons. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
So his sons did create the 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Became named for them.
And also killed their brother, who ended up saving their butts.
Right, Joseph.
The coat of many colors. Wasn't that interesting? They couldn't even get along with themselves, let alone take over the world.
Was Jesse one of the sons of Jacob?
Yes, he was.
There's no tribe named after him.
Yes, there was. What do you mean?
Well, you know, we've got the 10 tribes and 12 tribes, and Israel is not a metaphor.
No.
Judah.
Wait a minute. It's Judah, yeah.
Okay. You've waxed eloquent for half an hour or more, and I've learned from it that there's no Israel until 1952, but there is Israelites, and there are a whole bunch of sons of Jacob, and some are Judah, and they scattered, and I didn't get much out of it. Really. Do you want to clean
well,
up?
We don't understand it either. It's foolishness. It doesn't make any sense either. Mm-hmm. It's the story to get to, not that you came from. Mm-hmm.
Why do you think Herbert Dubber Armstrong put all the different nations and match them up with the different tribes?
We've got to do something. What else did he have to talk about?
He only knew the Bible, so that's all he can talk about.
And which version? Oh, there was only one, wasn't there, Bob?
No, he asked what original documents, whatever they were.
Well, what are they? Dead Sea Scrolls? Post-dating Dead Sea Scrolls, post-dating the Council of Nicaea's whole flow of what the Bible was. We're not pushing against anything. We just got to say, if you're going to take the Word of God literally, then do it literally. And not all this pharisaical gobbledygook of how you got to be less than in order to become more than, become further than because you were less than, and all in sin and falling short of the grace and glory of God. Well, that's true, but you are the one that let you down. If you take those literally and come in the place of knowing your place of being, then all of a sudden you be. And you don't have to wonder, and you don't have to have the dogmatic version of why you can't do. You know what you can't do. You have no trouble constantly abiding in the place of can't do-ness. You know what you can't do. You're trying to get to a place to figure out what you can do. And we say there's nothing you cannot do. Because everything that does, you did. That's what's done. Well, I don't like the done. Well, but you did the do's that made the done be do. Uh-oh. We're feeling a little James Joyce coming along here.
A little what?
Deedle, deedle, doodle, deedle, deedle.
Very good.
Because it applies. Because he understands the nonsensical valuation. nations that become the standard by which the human gods judge themselves.
Well, you're a murderer. You can't go to heaven.
Really? And how would I take a life of another? Did I give life to another? I don't think so.
It's like if we were here at the original first day of humans and somebody dropped dead, and Ion is arguing, Bill, we're murdered him. And then I would say, no, you can't murder anybody.
You didn't bring him in.
He dropped,
didn't create...
dropped himself out by running into your knife.
Pretty much, yeah. It was his choice, not your direction.
Yeah, we're talking from the beginning point here, Carolyn. Really tracing with Ion, and Ion saying, we never left. You guys were running off thinking that you killed someone, and you've been running around with that idea for many spanses, but we're staying here saying, no, that guy didn't get killed. He killed himself.
The only reason Moses didn't cross the River Jordan into the Promised Land, the land of milk and honey and Canaan, is because he judged himself. God didn't say, you can't go. Well, in that case, if you take it the way we say it literally, God did say, but the God that said it was Moses.
Not only would Ion say it's original first murder, there's no murder. This is no problem. The guy's gone to bliss.
That's exactly right. And if you understood this whole dynamic, you'd stop having capital punishment. You're giving them the easy way out. You wouldn't give it to them. You'd make them hang around and spin and toil in their foolishness.
They try to stay in the physical.
They don't try to stay in the physical. They try everything they can do to get out of their physical. They fight to come forth and they fight to get out. It's kind of like, hurry up and wait.
Okay.
Oh, your papacy's back, Bob.
What does that mean?
The archbishop and the cardinals.
That's exactly correct. That's correct. But it's against the rules for them to participate, so they wanted to be anonymous.
Oops. And I just read something about Indonesia. Now, this was back in December.
Yes.
They unveiled a statue of the 10-year-old Obama that lived there for 4 years.
But they had to move it.
And then today they moved it. Why did they move it?
That's where he was born.
Why did they move the statue out of the park?
Because it was offensive.
To?
Americans who can't have a U.S. president that wasn't born in the States or on some military base that was on U.S. soil.
They said at the unveiling that he just lived there for 4 years as a schoolboy. If he was 10 years old, then it means he lived there from age 6 to 10.
Interesting.
They're acknowledging his Indonesian background.
Yeah.
But they got the dates wrong, as usual.
Well, not so much, Dave. Who's going to keep up with a kid in Indonesia? You know, in Indonesia, that was been several days ago, wouldn't you think?
So anyway, the Americans then demanded it be removed?
Mysterious works like the stigmata.
what that smelled like. But he had that all figured out.
He did. Wow. And everyone that came into his presence, they would wax and wane. Some would say it'd be the most, like the jasmine, because that's a pretty strong, it's subtle, but it's very strong. And like gardenia, you can't mix up a gardenia with anything else. Mm. You know, if you smell a gardenia and you like it, that's a great smell.
Mm-hmm.
But it would vacillate between those. But he would bleed approximately a pint of blood a day. And he lived a long, old life.
Where did the blood come out of?
His
hands and feet.
So he had to be have a bottle? You know, something wiping it up?
No, it's just like a bandage.
Oh, and he soaked the bandage at night, you know, unsoak it. Rinse it out, right?
Well, no, Bob, he was a saint, so he could have fresh bandages. It wasn't a big deal.
Okay, so a bandage would fill up with blood, and then they'd just take it off and put another bandage on him.
Not a bandage, bandage. Said wrap it.
So he was always getting, he always had a wrapping on him.
I had to. You can't draw life and lose a pint of blood a day, Bob.
How many years did he live with this condition?
70.
And he started when he was a teenager?
Early in his life in ministry.
Did one of the Archbishop Cardinal asked if you knew about the jasmine smell?
Yeah, because that's not out. And they were trying to poke at non-physical a bit, and we thought we would play with them. Yeah. Anyway, we won't do that, but we love and appreciate them. And the Pope, we love the Pope. Oh, we love the papacy. We love the Cardinal. We love Vatican City. We love them, everyone. We appreciate the contrast they provided. Honey, we couldn't have got this far without you.
When they asked the question, I didn't hear Ian say, yes, I knew that. Ian just went into
it. We know what it was.
Yeah, you just went into describing it or something.
We gave the answer, and that would validate this. But now, Ion isn't looking for sainthood. Thank you. We're not interested in sainthood. We're interested in you taking your power individually. And you're going to come to a place, lovers of men, you're going to come to a place where you're going to have to decide, and you're going to have to come into a place where you allow that power manifest in your life. You're going to have to do it by default. And yield your power of creation to those over you in the Lord. And that'll be your choice and direction. We love and appreciate you, and we'll support and continue appreciating you whichever way you choose.
You said lovers of men were you addressing the Archbishop and Cardinal?
Yes.
You were talking about their preference.
No, not sex. The ones in the Cardinal and the papacy, they have to love human beings.
Lovers of mankind.
Lovers of mankind. We weren't talking about nasty. They're homosexuals with God. They're not homosexuals with other men. What are you talking about?
People will become immortal by default.
They do already anyway. When they transition, they go to immortals. That's what the church says too, so that's good.
That's not what I was saying. People will get to stay in the physical and not transition. Because technology will bring them to that point, and they'll be like in the Matrix tube, and that will be immortality by in the physical by default.
No.
That will happen if you don't take your own power.
Good, yes.
Yeah, all the science fiction utopias, technologically based, that is coming to humans, but Ion prefers us to take our immortality in the physical without the womb of technology.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a land that is fairer than day. And by faith, I can see it afar. Though the ramparts and toil with dismay, does eternal and blissfully enjoy.
Is that a hymn?
Not exactly. We had to clean it up so it would work.
Is it a poem?
We said it, so get with it. Hey, Chad, put music to it. You can do that.
I just realized we have a nice slogan maybe for tomorrow. We're not here advocating the Kmart, Walmart version of life. We're offering a different version of life and eternal. You can go the Kmart way.
We're not offering anything, but we're having fun.
We're offering the choice. We're informing you of the scenario and choice that's coming. do B grade, C grade immortality, do A grade with Ion and Bob and Carolyn and James and JW and all those that have joined our team.
Yes. And then your first caller or your first last message would be, wait a second, Bob. We've been listening to Ion since we're had without you. So how is it that you come into play of being responsible, culpably responsible for overseeing our own place of coming into our own power? And how does the USDA grade A version of the non-physical embrace the concept that other than by default, we have to follow some other's dogma of what's right and wrong in our place of finding ourselves of our power in the first place? And then you'd say, like Lily Tomlin, oh, never mind.
No, I'd say it this way. I'd say, we love to play.
There you go. We love to play.
And we're bringing up concepts and ideas that we don't necessarily believe in to stimulate you to naysay what you thought the idea was about.
Speak for your physical self, Bob, because yes. It's catching. This will be a non-physical rhinovirus.
Well, what's catching this phenomenon that we're engaging right now?
It is phenomenal, but not really. It's not ludicrous or anything, or Puff Daddy. It's not some brand new. It's been around. You're just now, for the first time, resonating with it.
Yeah, and spreading it.
Like your rhinovirus.
Yes.
But be careful. The CDC will make a... They'll make a vaccine for non-physical, so be careful. Don't get activating anything. So, now, thank you. We honor and respect the papacy, every bit of it. We think you do fine work, and good luck with that Fishers of Men business.
There's a sneer in that. I mean, you don't deny
it. No. We're saying good luck. You know, if you go and dish and you think, you hope you get a bite.
You're changing the tone. It was like, good luck with that Fishers of Men.
No. If you're going to drown worms, you might as well be Fishers of Men. So that's okay. And we love and appreciate them, everyone, and how they vicariously have developed their spirituality that they can even, in the closet, engage non-physical to get a feel for it. That's what Christ would do. So there you go. There's nothing wrong with it. It's very wonderful. Follow your bliss. So therefore, now all the Catholics are off the hook. We love them and appreciate them, everyone. And if they become empowered in their knowingness that they are indeed a marvelous creator and everything in their reality is created, and they enjoy the creation of an experience of going to Mass, we think that's just marvelous. If it's the faster path to their joy than, say, the crack house, absolutely. But we ain't pushing crack doors either. We love them very well, too, so it's okay.
How many people now listening?
Now you're over 100,000.
Oh, 100,000. There's a lot of people got this ESP stuff.
Well, they do, and they're starting to notice it. And then they don't know what it is, and then they hear it, and then they find out, and then they go, oh, weird. I was asleep, and then I woke up, and I didn't know why I couldn't sleep, and I keep hearing these voices in my head, and they're talking to me, and they're saying things, and... Next thing we know, we're thinking about the Pope, and we're thinking about the crack whores, and we don't know how we got from paper crack whore in the same sentence, but it's kind of rambling along here, and we don't know how this all works out, and it's a little bit odd, but I have this real itchy feeling like I'm crawling out of my skin because my non-physical's been activated. I'm starting to have this physical conundrum that my mind is swimmy because I now don't have control of the faculties of the conduit for which is being laid in my mind. Yes, I can't be more at peace. And that's when the cares of life start growing strangely dim. And that's when you know you're on the right path. You like the way it is, continue what you're doing now. If you don't, change your words. Speak only of the way you want it to be, period, without fail or exception.
When you speak of it, you don't say, I want this. You say, I am there.
You can say you want it if you don't have it. But if you make it that way, when you get it, then you don't want it, then it goes away. So many times if you're looking for happiness,
some more. We need more room for four more, four more, four more, four more. Oh, wait, no, not just through the primaries. That's all.
So you can talk about wanting, but be careful that you don't set up a situation so when you get to the don't want, it disappears. So it always sounds like don't want too hard. Maybe sneak it in, but don't give it any regard. And
well, just flow with it. Just flow with it. Just flow with it. Just flow with it. You have been flowing change. 25 years ago, no one wanted a Peapod. And yet, it is.
Got to move it forward here. Someone in the audience asked, why is 2 the cube root of 8?
Why is the cubed root of 8 2?
Good question. I've thought about that for a while. 2 times 2 times 2 is 8. So why is...
The root of 8 is 2.
Well, my instant thing is 8 is infinity sign erect. So you put it back down on the horizontal, so you see there's a finish sign, and it is a mature 2, someone who understands their duality. So it's I think, I know. 2, 2, 2.
Well, let's just make it so it's not so hard. The cubed root becomes the 3 kingdoms, and duality in each kingdom will get you 8.
2 cubed, 2 to the third power. There are 3 kingdoms.
In each one of those kingdoms, there's duality.
And so 3 twos is 8. So 8 is the whole thing.
Right.
Now, it came through cosmic awareness, not Dave Wurster, but I think the later, not so good cosmic awareness channel, Paul Shockley, that 666 represented the beast, but 888 represented Christ consciousness.
Well, what is the beast?
The thing that Christians are afraid of?
No.
Well, we know it isn't. I'm just telling you what
no,
it is.
No, wait, no. Whoa, 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 whoa. You done slid into something significant.
Okay.
Just easy. Guess what the beast is, Bob?
I would preamble that with this. We say there's nature and then there's us, and we think we humans are a little special because we have access to the mind, okay? And then we think of nature as physical. But to hear that nature is non-physical really turns that upside down.
And when you understand that, you said the perfect words. The beast is unascended man.
Little man.
That's the beast. That's where the fulcrum of sin lies.
It's like the mass consciousness. It's the crowd, the mob.
Well, we don't know so much about that, but many times it shows up that way. But that's only because they've got a hold of one of Marshall's bad memes and run it in the ground, and then it becomes a religion in and of itself.
That sounds like me.
Well, sort of, yeah. We didn't want to be too crude with it, but yes. It does have a faint recollection of those words, yes. You know, and so that would be the representation of the beast, the power that's not allowed to flow through the Creator.
The beast is the power that's repressed.
It's the aberrated version of an ascended man. Those are the right words. But if that moves you into a weird space, throw it out the window. Don't worry about it. But those are the correct words. But if you add a literal interpretation and give it a too strong a value judgment, then leave it alone, because that was never our intention. And we'd like to thank our fine host of this portion of our show, Woo Woo, that provided and made this available for us.
It's like the beast is the mass consciousness.
It is, but we just don't like it said that way, because that confuses more than it enlightens. As then they go, well, I'm not mass consciousness, but yet if they got on the TV body and said, it's it, this is it, it's now, yes, that would be mass consciousness. But it's not necessarily so, and certainly not necessarily required. But yes, you're right, we'll give it to you, okay, Bob, yes. But that's not the reason why it is. It's just because folks flow with it and by default allow a whole lot of crap in their experience that doesn't serve them well. So, yes, if that's how you want to go with it, okay, fine. But there certainly is a brighter way to come into that place of understanding without having to go through all the contrast that you're discussing.
beast means a collective, but no, the beast is an individual. It's an individual condition.
It is the human condition. There's only two kind of people, Bob. One that gets piles and one that's already got them.
Piles?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Really.
Those that got them and those
that are going to get them.
The beast is the individual who regards nature as physical. Doesn't know that nature is non-physical. That's the beast mind.
Mm-hmm.
They actually project what they think nature is.
Well, if you're able to do that, you'd have to be a perfectly marvelous creator, though, to be that audaciously auspicious with your place of understanding.
Well, you're an audacious creator by default.
Well, yes, indeed, but it's pretty marvelous that you could come to that assertion and not come into your power.
Talking about me in particular?
No, I'm talking about what the gobbling goop you're just talking about.
Right.
And we're in luck because you don't remember anyway, so we're good.
So you're saying that the beast is an unascended man. An unascended man doesn't have a clue about what it's doing.
It's only by default.
It just is by default and doesn't project anything.
Can't. Well, it projects its powerlessness.
Mm. What causes that condition?
The contrast that you're trying to figure it out regarding.
So a person who's trying to figure out why they have contrast can be...
That's it.
They don't understand why they have contrast.
Yeah. My life sucks and I don't know why.
Next question.
What's a new metal that's naturally occurring in the earth that science hasn't found yet?
That's not titanium, is it?
No.
Right.
Actually, it would be a type of iridium. It's actually a different strain of iridium.
Something naturally created, which titanium is not, right?
No, it is created, but not naturally.
And iridium is naturally created, and they haven't measured it yet.
That's great. And they acknowledge that there is such a thing as iridium, but this particular strain or we don't want to say compound, but newer version of it is what is fixing to come on the scene. Radioisotope is a little bit different than regular iridium.
When they find it, they add it to the periodic table of elements?
I don't know. Would they call it an isotope of iridium?
They likely would, but they have an anomaly because the atomic weight is the same, even though the degree is separate.
The degree of what is different?
The atomic number or atomic weight is the same as the iridium that they know now.
Right.
But there's a slight variation in the isotope, the radioisotope. So therefore, it can't be the same iridium.
So they just call it a different isotope.
Yeah, IR2.
IR2, Kim. IR2. R2-D2. IR2.
IR Bob.
Yeah, IR2 is what he said. This will be false. Back.
So that's a new metal that somebody will discover. Well, let me look up
the element. Let's call it an element.
Element, right. Iridium.
Because this is going to be powdered form.
So how does the listener think of our answer?
Duly impressed.
Does it make sense to the listener?
Certainly does.
There are two natural isotopes of iridium and many radioisotopes. The most stable radioisotope being IR192 with a half life. Yeah, IR2, 9 and 10.
No, it's like 1.92, 1.9 rounded off to 2. But did Ion say we didn't know about those? Is that what Ion said when you said radioisotopes?
The new one they're going to find.
There's another one, though.
No, Ion, you said we didn't know about it, meaning you. You said, oh, we didn't know about that. That's what I heard. What were you really saying?
Well, that we have to give the human creator the validation. They just asked the question, and their non-physical gave the answer, and that's the one we gave. But otherwise, why would we know or care whether there is iridium found or not, the new one? It was just the answering of the question. So to know or not to know has nothing to do with it. The human creator that asked the question was testing their own non-physical, not us.
Anyways, I don't know what transpired the last couple minutes, Karen. What have we to learn?
There there's a new isotope of iridium that's going to be discovered, but there are already...
Is that what they say there?
That's what I understand.
Yeah, and what do they say in the box?
They say there's already a couple dozen of them.
Is that what you're referring to? Another of the dozen will be found, Jason?
Yes, the significant one that will affect how the radial isotope values are calculated for the element iridium, which will make it very, 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 very different and not so stable. Are you complete? Are you ready for your show to be good? Are you enough?
Yeah, I think so, unless people are interested and want more questions.
But they're good because they don't have the stamina, because they get real woozy.
They don't have my stamina.
Yeah. No, you're the one that's getting woozy.
Yeah, because you're after your mark, so that's okay. So we will be complete, and we want to thank all of our guests and all of our hostesses with the mostesses, and don't miss it. Be there. Tune in to Cash Flow on Achieve Radio for the Hot Pops, Rocket Tops, Big Pops, Hot Box. Which is it? For the new engagement. It's going to be very delicious. You're going to enjoy it. And we're going to have great fun with the grander, grander, larger, larger audience. And it's going to evoke a larger place of flow.
We promise,
and a good time will be had by all. There will very soon, Bob, will be so many questions. There's no way possible you're going to be able to cover them, even if you did a 24-hour show. So you get to pick and choose and get the streaky lean. You know what streaky lean is?
It's meat.
Yes, but it's fat where there's just a fine little strip of meat within the compressed and this fat. Now, all the flavors in the fat, but the meat's in the streaky lean, where you get to identify what's the meat. So when you have a bigger audience and they say, oh, Ion, where's my man? Oh, if I could just help us find my man. You might not have that as the top one on the list, you see. But that's the only question you got. Of course, we'll play with that, no problem. But when you got leading edge, thousands of leading edge questions all at the same time, it's great fun to pop them on the leading edge of creation.
We start off with a high standard. We're maintaining it regardless of how many people join us. We're here, and we're emanating.
And we're going to be here till they catch up. And we love them all, and we'll answer it at whatever level. Because, see, the heavens are rejoicing anytime a human comes into their place of power. That's a good day.
We talk about on cash flow. What's that with the White House? And Ion says, they're listening now. Is there anybody in the White House listening, picking up and melting titanium?
Not a single one, Bob. Not a single one. Really, honest engine. They may have those inclinations, but creative, free thought is prohibited under this administration.
Is there anybody in New York City listening to our show, Melting Pot?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you describe one of them?
There's a string of them. Bill Katz is a longtime engager.
What part of New York City does he live?
Upper East Side.
So a shout out to Bill Katz.
Yeah. Well, therefore, we are happily, eternally, blissfully enjoying our interaction. Thank you, all you human creators, for making this possible. And we do kindly always appreciate your interaction and send your questions in, and we'll enjoy this. Same bat time, same bat station, just like Gordon Solie in the WWF. Don't miss it. Be there. We are complete.